We had a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you make an Issa today, if I do something tomorrow, you're not allowed to even eat Issa today, even though you haven't done yet the thing tomorrow, because people are not careful tonight. And Rabbi Nachman says you can, because tomorrow you won't do what you said you won't do, because people are just as careful. So we brought different proofs. Now we're up to the Gemara here. We are up to the Gemara. Ravina Amar. Ravina said, we're trying to understand, we understood that our Mishnah is actually referring to this Machlekes of Yehuda Rav Nachman. So Ravina says, because the Mishnah concludes, Yehuda Bayachal. So we ask, how can it be Bayachal? It's not Dovah Shesh Ramamish, Dovah Shesh Ramamish. So we're talking about what? That you said you won't see today and tomorrow the whole thing. Rabina says, "La'elam kiriktani." The way we learn the Mishnah literally, that you say you won't sleep. No tonight, nothing. I says bayachal midraban. The whole bayachal now Mishnah is only midraban. Freddy Gemara miika bayachal midraban. If you quote a pasuk bayachal, where do you find bayachal? About 10 lines in the bottom says vav and aleph. Where do you find bayachal midraban? But in yes, because vahatanya we learn dvarim hamutarim, think which halachically is permitted. Vachedim nogabanis is a community that decided they can be machman and not enjoy it. For them, it's a minig. For them, the minig is like a neder. Iyatara shalati v'inala bimate before them. Shenema lo yachal devori. It's like a neder, and it's like lo yachal devori. That's not in the Torah, it's from the Rabban. So we see there is a concept. There is a concept of yachal devori, the Rabban. So when our Mishnah said that if a guy makes a neder, I won't sleep. It's not tangible, and we learned before that a dover she'im by mamash is not neder. Chal something. But the Rabban is chal. But the Rabban, you're evil lo yachal devori. Now Mishnah Rabban. That's it. No. That's why you have to be matineder. Otherwise, it's a neder.
You could
eventually, but right now the Kol Mitzvah didn't. You're over Yachal Devari. You're not allowed to be matter to them because they can be over Yachal Devari. Okay, back to the Gemara. We're still asking questions. Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that if you say I won't. It's also for me today. If I do something tomorrow, you're not allowed to do it today, assuming you're not going to do it tomorrow, because tomorrow you're not going to be so careful. It's only at tonight, people are not so particular. Tonight, let me ask you a question that we learned. Sha'at nehen nesli ad Pesach. A man says to his wife, you will not have any benefit from me. In other words, no relations, no intimate relations, until Pesach. Im telchil beisavichachag. If you go for any time from today, let's say Chodesh Adar, till next Sukkot, if you ever go to visit your father's house, then from today till Pesach, you can't have any hanor from me. So the Easter is from now till Pesach. The Tanai is all the way to Sukkot. Says the Braisa, Ho chalifnei ha-Pesach, if she went before Pesach to her father's house, and obviously it's also she not having relations with her husband until Pesach. Asura b'hanosei ad Pesach. It sounds from here, only if she went to her father's house before Pesach, she not have anah. Whatever, she didn't go to her father's house, she could have anah, and she won't go to her father's house. Even though it's a Tanai, people are careful in Tanayim. Kasha of Yudah. If she would not have gone to her father's house, let's say the first 2 weeks of Adar, she hasn't gone to her father's house, she's let have enough from her husband. Why? Maybe tomorrow you go to your father's house. Is that right? That people are careful that tonight. Now that she had enough from her husband, she'll make sure she doesn't go to her father's house. Is that kasha of Yehuda? No, you read it wrong. If she went before Pesach and then she had enough from her husband, then asura v'loike dinis that aisa. Loi hochav, if she did not go, we still don't want her to have a no from her husband, because she might go, but then it's only in Issa Rabban. Asura ba'almas. Issa Rabban, we want to be cautious, because he might come to the Neveda. Thinking about, okay, that's pshat. By the way, the big machlek is a shayim here. Let's quickly do the round of it, just the beginning of it. If she didn't listen to her husband, she went to her father's house, and then she had a no from him. Who's over the Aveda? He made a neder to her, I don't want to have any intimate relation with me if you go to your father's house. And she did. And then she had enough from him. So who's over the Aved here? He made the promise. So the Ran, it's a big machlekes.
That's what I was thinking. You can be mechal on someone else. Yeah.
Of course I could. If I say this bread is also to you, then you're not allowed to eat it.
Yeah, but that's your bread.
That's right. Same question, general question. Look at the Ran. So that's what's very important. Ran. Holcha, so there's like a kalayme, like he. She gets malchus. Ablahu ain't a like her. He doesn't get malchus. Even though he's involved, Nachmet, he's involved. She had relations with him. He didn't do an Aveda. He never said that I won't have relations with you. He said you won't have relations with me. So the East is on her. Oh, this is an unbelievable Kiddush. Says here, 1 second. The Efshid, the Tananami Hayashminin. Maybe that in fact is the whole Kiddush of the Braisa Agavurchid. The Allah Rechivi Isura Avaloi Allah Klau. every neder yasa on the person. Of course, the other person does not do. Here the chiddush is that even though you're involved, not also. Abul Rambam lo kosev the loy kahu. The Rambam, what are you talking about? He's over. Shadira, he made the neder. Imahena oisa, because he was mahana her. Yeah, so therefore, even though he's asked her, he's the one who made neder. Abul he ain't a loyka. The kibin lo need the klal. Shai bala yachal dvari. The Rambam says a general rule. Forget about the fact that it's with him. You, if I make a neder, that this bread is also to you, if you go ahead and eat it, according to the Rambam, how can you get the aved of lo yachal devaroi? It wasn't your words. You never said the, you never breached the words. Devaroi is the guy who made the neder. That's the Rambam shito. This is a general rule. Especially over here when this guy helped out his wife. He's involved. The Ran says, Valesa, I disagree with the Rambam. The Vade who ain't a loike, he took a malkub, not meaning the campaign, okay, well, let's get that part. He said, I, what about the Layachal Dvore? Layachal Adibukoi goes on the words. Doesn't matter whose words they are. Nobody should, whoever breaches those words is Oivan. If I made it us on you and you did it, you're Oivan. So this is a general machlek, is an old Nadarim, very important. And it's right here.
Look, the Ran, how can she have Hanor without him being
but he never asked it himself. So he might be Oivan from Eva, by the way. Which is a discussion Achareim have. Why, according to the Ran, is he, let's say the Ran is right, that she did a Veda, why isn't he able to listen either? He's the one who attached with her. Okay, he doesn't have an Issa, but he's helping her do her Veda. And yet the Ran says, Mefeda, she's Hula Over. Which they want to bring an eye from here is that Lifna Iver is a separate Aveda from the Aveda that you're doing. Because something like Lifna Iver is a chelik of the Aveda that you're doing. If it's a chelik, whatever Aveda you're doing, and I'm helping you out, I'm part of Aveda. Yeah. No, but yet the Ran says, he didn't do anything wrong. Must be that according to the Ran, Lifna Iver is a separate Aveda altogether. Nothing to do with whatever you're doing. The Ran is talking, as far as we're concerned with the Isar of Neder, this guy did nothing wrong. He might have done another Isar. Why did he facilitate her doing an Aveda? But that's about it. But the Ran doesn't bring down Lifna Iver at all. So this is really Dachrein. Why, yeah, why are you doing that?
So hang on. So then why will he have... yes, I have...
What's wrong? What's wrong? He's not doing a Veda. He never asked it himself for having a Nor from her. So what did he do wrong?
No,
the only thing he did wrong from the Eva, that's what I'm saying. He's over from the Eva.
What's his purpose of making such a...
He was angry. Or he hates his in-laws. Posh it. He hates his in-laws, doesn't want to go there. And he's saying, you have to choose, me or...
No,
how many times do you hear, choose me or your mother?
Yeah, but then,
yeah,
he wants to punish her.
He's saying, me or you choose, me or your father, me or your mother. He has his own thing on him, yeah.
Doesn't
again.
He can't do that shit without... He's being doesn't his actions show that he's being...
Yeah, but your action is helpless. He has to be mad to the process. There's a process for everything. Weiter. Okay, Eima Sefer, let's go back to the Gemara. It's a very sizing of Achleikis, it's right here. Eima Sefer, look at the Sefer. Achar HaPesach, after Pesach, it says there, but after Pesach, if she goes to her father's house, B'bayachal Devari, B'bayachal Devari, now look here. You, Rabbi, you hold that we don't allow her to go to have any Hanah from her... from a husband between Odin and Pesach, just in case she might go. So who cares if she goes to the father's after Pesach? What aveda bayachal is there? She never did anything wrong. V'idaleis hanei if they pay some mika bayachal, what kind of bayachal is there? According to you, not no. Elipshitin is hanei. Is that I? That there were a lot of lip together before Pesach, and we tell her better be careful after Pesach, and after Pesach, don't go. And if she didn't go, she'll be able. Alma is hanei, is that I? That Nachman, that we allow her to do the Issa right now, assuming that she'll be careful with it tonight. But to you, to the Rav Huna, Yehuda, everything more, Kiktani, the E is hanei, harei the bayachal tomorrow. He's saying, if a poil you didn't listen to Chachamim, and she had an order from her husband, then you better not go after Pesach because you'll be over by Yachum. Sorry? Unfortunately, if you know a lot of problems in Shalom Bayis, a lot of problems in Shalom Bayis, half is money and the other half is the in-laws. And one or the other has to choose choices between the mother or the spouse. Not so simple. Tanan, we learn at nehenesli another way. He says to her, same idea but differently. You're not allowed to have any hanor from me till Sukkot. Look how angry this guy is. For the next, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. If you're not allowed to have any hanor from me, any relations from me between now and Sukkot, im telchem b'dirah lePesach. If you go for now, the next month. If you go for one, the next month from Adar to Pesach, you go to your parents. I don't want to see you till Sukkot. If she went before Pesach to visit her parents, then obviously she doesn't have any relation to the husband till Sukkot. Ad hachag till Sukkot. But a muted is like a Pesach. But if she did not have any relations with her husband till Pesach, then she's allowed to go to visit in-laws after Pesach. Oh, so she can go to visit in-laws even before Pesach. Kolzman, she didn't have relations with her husband. She can go visit her parents before Pesach. Is that Aya? That Kolzman, she didn't do the Isser. We allow her to do the Tanai because we're sure that she'll keep the Tanai afterwards. L'chayde, the first 2 weeks of Adar, she didn't go visit her father. She didn't have any relations with her husband. She can go visit her father. Because we're saying that surely in the next 2 weeks before Pesach, she won't go visit, the first 2 weeks of Pesach, she didn't go visit her father. She's allowed to have a relationship with her husband. Why aren't you scared the next 2 weeks of other, she might go visit her father? Obviously, she's going to be careful. Kasha, he doesn't allow it. Holcha, Asura, Loi Holcha Loi. It sounds like only if she went, he's awesome. But if she didn't go, we had allowed to have a relationship with her husband, that's scared that she'll go. Amarava, who had in the fila Holcha Asura. Even if she did not go, it would be us as well, because we tell her not to do the Issa, because maybe you won't be careful with the Tanai. But the difference is, Holcha, if she went and then she had a relationship with her husband, she'll get Malkus, sort of a like. If she did not go, then Asura Balma, having not avoid a relationship with her husband, is only an Issa that Rabban, because you might go one day to your father. That's the difference. Mesa, last another question. It says, in the Braisa, Kikazu Allahayim, the husband says to the wife. A husband says, this bread is asa to me today, so the Easter is on Monday. Im eilech lemakom plein lemach, if Tuesday I do the tonight. The tonight, if I go Tuesday to Sydney, then Monday I can't eat bread. So the Easter is Monday, and the tonight is Tuesday. It says here, ochel hareze bal yelech, if he ate the bread on Monday, he better not go Tuesday. He better not go Tuesday, because if he goes Tuesday, then retroactively what he ate on Monday was an Easter. So the Cheder, it sounds like he's allowed to eat the bread on Monday, but make sure on Tuesday you don't go to Sydney. So that I, when I worried, Sabud answers back, what are you talking about? Okay, that I to me, Meek Tony Oichel doesn't say the Chachil you're allowed to eat the bread on Monday. Ochal Tony, it says if you ate the bread on Monday, be careful on Tuesday. But the Chachil, if you ask the Rav, can I eat the bread on Monday? Tell you, not. Arayi to me. The Ochal Harei Zav Yelch. If he ate the bread on Monday, then he's over by Yelch on Tuesday. Says the Gemara of Aitab, look in the Sefer, it says, Holach, you're telling me that on Monday we won't let him eat bread. Then we said, Holach, if he went on Tuesday and he happened to eat the bread on Monday, then he's by Yachel. But if he didn't eat on Monday, then it's all right. Mahalech, Lechayde, according to you, it should have been a Chiddush. Lechatchila, you can go on Tuesday, because definitely you wouldn't have eaten. According to you, you're not allowed to eat the bread on Monday, so definitely he wouldn't have eaten the bread on Monday. So what should the Braisa said? L'chatchila, you can go on Tuesday. Why did the Braisa use the Lashon B'dieved? How if he went on Tuesday? And if he had a Monday, it's no good. If he didn't eat on Monday, it's all right. What do you mean if you went? You had chila to go, because according to you, he wouldn't have eaten the bread on Monday. And Rekash of Yudah, Omach of Yudah, who had been, you're right, at least my Lakuda said, l'chatchila, you're allowed to go on Tuesday, because definitely you would not have eaten the bread on Monday. But I did the Tanya Reisha Ochel, because the Reisha used the past tense, the loy mistle oichel, because we can't say oichel chatchila, because we hold you not allowed to eat the chatchila, Tony Sefer Holach. The Mishnah said, for man says to his wife, I asked your tashmish on me. The tashmish on me. Then you don't have any relationships. L'chayde, the Tater says she'erik suzvayin. The Tater says a man is indebted to his wife. How can he ask it himself to his wife? How can he ask it his wife having an offer from himself? Yeah, against the Tater. You must not mash a kosher b'Tater. So when it comes to davar mamon k'nai kayim, because you're meichel, but this is a yisur, a mitzvahina. How do you do that? Freddy Gemara, you're telling me by Achad Levar, if they're having relations, v'hamishtabid lamed eraisa, a man is meshubit, his wife, matayit, yachsiv, it says, she'eida ksusa v'aynosa these three chiyuvim lo yigra, he should not diminish. So how can he make a neder? And for the Gemara, b'aymid, he says, hanoas tashmishach olai. He doesn't say, my body, a neder normally is chal on a chayfetz. He doesn't say, my body is asa to you. Because he can't. Why doesn't he say my body? He can't. Because the body doesn't belong to him. The body belongs to his wife. He's already, his body's meshubit to his wife, Sheikh Zvoyna. So that's not his body to ask him as well. I can't ask your fruits to somebody else. We got a sinyan. I can't ask your fruits to somebody else. But what I did was, I said that I don't want to have hanor from you. I don't want your tashmish, hanor from your tashmish as also on me. And that I can say. The whole idea of Anoa that Anna asks is not tangible. And we learned that when a Dorim, it has to be a Dovashi Yed by Mamash, it's Chal. How can I ask the Hanor of the Tashmish? Says the Ran, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. My Ned is the Rabbanan. So the Ran asks, if my Ned is only the Rabbanan, how can I prevent a mitzvah in the Taylor? The Taylor says I should have Tashmish. The Rabbanan said, I made my Ned, only the Ned is only Chalm of the Rabbanan. How can it work? So he brings the Gemara Yivamas, which he had a number of times already, that the Rabbanan can be go against the Taylor in a Sheva al Taisa. We're telling you not to do something. We're not telling you to go against the Taylor in a proactive way. We're telling you not to do something. Then the Ran, exactly. Then the Ran asks a question. We have a famous rule, mitzvah lav lohanas nathan, which we'll have anymore in the next few blocks. Let's just do this on the side. It's interesting around here to remember this. Four lines in the bottom. You tell me right towards the end of the line. Last six words of the line. The tame as the Ran, v'chi omar hanos tashmishach amai mitzvah. Why is it also? V'ha mitzvah lav lohanas nathan. Mitzvahs are not given to us to have hanor. Like Rashi says, it's a gzedes hameler. We do what the Abishu told us, not because it's pleasurable. So I ask you, Hanor, but Tashmish is a mitzvah. Yeshleimer, a rule. The when we say mitzvah lav lohanas, you know, whenever we say that mitzvahs are not meant for pleasure, han imili leimer. You know what the Gemara meant to say? She ain't kiyum ha mitzvahs chashav hanor. That the mitzvah itself is not. We're not doing the mitzvah because of pleasure. The mitzvah itself is not pleasurable. The kiyum of the mitzvah is kabbalah. We're doing the mitzvah because the Eved told us, not because the mitzvah is pleasurable. But if b'shas the ma'aseh you're doing the mitzvah, you're also having pleasure. The fact is, you're having pleasure, and I can answer that. Avo mekomokam imis hane gufe b'hadid lekayim mitzvah hanor. But if your body is enjoying while you're having hanor, mikir, it's called hanor. Mishum hachamim rovezin hanoid hanor ma'ayin. If I say I make hanor, I will have no pleasure from a refreshing pool of water. Toivul by Mishum. So in the winter, you're allowed to toivul there because I do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not for pleasure. However, some are not, because even though the mitzvah is not a pleasure, but b'shas ma'aseh, you're also having pleasure. Exactly. And that is also. So by Tashmi, we do the same thing. Mishnah. Before we learn by Nadarim, these certain dinim, what about by Shavua? Shavua is a little bit different. Shavua, if I'm a guy, a Shavua, she'ain't a yoshin, but by Neder, you can't make a Neder that I won't sleep because it's not tangible, but a Shavua, I said I won't sleep. Even though it's not tangible, Shavua is chal, because I'm here. She'ain't a medabe, she'ain't a halach, also to us, all these are us, because I don't need the Dovish or Mamish. If I say carbon loy euchlach, I swear in the life of a carbon that I won't eat by you. What kind of shoes will swear in the Abish's name? Nothing. How carbon shall I swear in the life of a carbon that I will eat by you again? It's nothing because it's not a shua. Or if you say la carbon loy euchlach, not a carbon, I won't eat by you. But what I will eat by you, or say yes, to a carbon is what I won't eat by you. So what I will eat by you is not a carbon. So then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because even though we don't believe in Meklal Lav and Shemehain, either, we'll see in a minute. Gemara. Mani Masli said Ameiri, who the author of that Mishnah? Must be Ameir. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yehuda says you always need a chaf. You need a chaf to make anything. Without a chaf, it's garnished. But if you say, hey, Rabbi Yehuda, Loishani, like carbon, Loishani, like hack carbon, it's all the same. Carbon, hack carbon, they're all no good because there's no chaf. We'll just go to the next mission. There's no rounds or anything on it. Ema sefer. Okay, it's a beauty. Look at the sefer. La carbon loy euchalach. Not a carbon. I won't eat by you. Why? So what I will eat by you is a carbon. And yet the mission is mutter because what is it? Meklal lavash mayahain. According to the beauty, it should be asid. Who says it's mutter? Only the mayor. So how can the beginning of the mission be... We learned since Amir does not believe in a double negative, so we teach, Rabbi Abba said before, when you say la carbon, lo yechloch, we teach before it means la carbon, it should be a carbon, and therefore lo yechloch. Not that lo yechloch is part of the nether, lo yechloch is the outcome. So according to the Amir, if you say la carbon, lo yechloch, we don't say it's a double negative, or not a carbon, I won't be you. So what I will be you is a carbon, because Rabbi Abba doesn't believe in these double negatives. So what do we say? That if Amir is saying la carbon, it should be a carbon, and that's a nether. And therefore, the consequence is, loich, I won't eat by you. So the chayde, according to me, it should be also, why should they move to? Freddy, what about now? We learned, la carbon, we learned before by neder. La carbon, loich, loich, I made, oi, se, vada, vada, why not say, ka'ayma, la carbon, it should be a carbon. Levich, loich, 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 kasha. Hada, ama, lik carbon, hada, ama, la carbon. The loich carbon, the loich had the carbon coming. If you say lack carbon, it should be a carbon, then we say, and I won't be a youth, therefore I won't be a youth, also. Here you're saying, not a carbon, I won't eat by you. So taka true, we're medayik. So what I will eat by you is a carbon. A man doesn't believe in being medayik. So it all fits into the medayik.